April Lee has been in recovery for a substance use disorder for 6 years. She's had to fight hard through the child welfare system to get back custody of her 3 children. And now she's part of a coalition trying to figure out how to make the child welfare system more effective at helping children and families with opioid use disorder. For WHYY, Courtney Harris-Bond reports.
Lee brings that firsthand experience to her job as a peer parent advocate for Community Legal Services of Philadelphia. She says families appreciate talking with someone who was once in their shoes.
That's what makes my position so unique, because I understand that pain, that trauma fully that's going through the child welfare system and other systems.
Lee's job is wide-ranging.
So I go to case planning meetings, I go to court with them, sometimes pick up phone calls at 12 o'clock at night to talk some people down off the edge. Throughout this pandemic, I've been delivering food. Recently, it's been more about missing their children and just struggling during a pandemic and not being able to contact their children.
Lee says she's been holding her children extra tight during the pandemic.
No! Yo, you're making me laugh.
I'm big on family days and game nights and binge watch TV shows or something like that.
She's part of the coalition trying to figure out how to prevent opioid misuse among child welfare involved families and to respond effectively when opioid use is present. It's called the Philadelphia Coalition on Children and Opioids, and also includes thought leaders in the child welfare, behavioral health, community health, and legal communities. Kaylee McLeod is director of the coalition and a policy analyst with the Research and Evaluation Group at the Public Health Management Corporation. She says the coalition's work is especially important during the pandemic.
All of our stressors are up, and so I think just typically, you know, even a person who has no sort of substance use disorder, is feeling a lot of stress right now. And so I think those stressors are magnified, especially for people who are in early recovery and really trying to navigate this on their own.
When the courts temporarily shut down, McLeod said children in the foster care system suffered even more.
Kids were able to see mom every week and now have not seen her for 3 months.
One of the goals of the coalition is to help avoid or resolve conflicts between case managers and the families they work with. Patrice Garvey, a supervisor with Turning Points for Children, oversees case managers and supervisors working with child welfare-involved families. She ensures they are following the proper guidelines and that families are receiving resources needed to work toward reunification or stabilization.
For example, if there is a misunderstanding between a case manager, because remember, we have to meet the families where they are. And sometimes it takes people a long time to realize that they do have an issue. And we just coming in and telling them we need to do this or need that. So we have to make sure we break it down gentle to them. Like I said, we have to be their support, no shaming, no blaming.
Garvey says one of her hopes for the coalition is that it addresses the need for more low-cost or no-cost addiction treatment and mental health services for families. Lee says she hopes the coalition will get funding for more peer advocates like herself.
If we really want to build a village, if we really want to build community, if we really want to say that, hey, we love you, we care about you, we're concerned with your child's well-being, we're concerned with your family's well-being, and put some people next to them that's going to walk with them.
For WHYY, I'm Courtney Harris-Bond.
This disclosure, the Public Health Management Corporation supports WHYY.